Thunder Bay, misogynist tweets posted by Thunder Bay Superior North candidate Brian Hamilton are at the heart of an attack campaign launched against the Liberals. Tweets in which Hamilton supports disgraced public figures Bill Cosby and Gian Gomeshi, who were both facing high-profile accusations of sexual assault at the time, are featured in attack ads published to the Ontario PC Press X account on Friday. In 2014, Hamilton tweeted, "I miss hashtag Gian Gomeshi. Even if he is an ass-slapping lady choker, his peculiarities don't neutralize his genius." It's one of several tweets from Hamilton lamenting Gomeshi's departure from the CBC or making light of the accusations against him. Gomeshi had been arrested on 4 counts of sexual assault. He was acquitted in 2016, more than a year later. A second ad, posted hours later, features a 2014 tweet in which Hamilton comments on a news story about Bill Cosby by saying, 40 years ago people were spiking drinks with Spanish Fly. 50 years ago they were spraying beaches with DDT. Let it go. At the time, Cosby was facing numerous allegations of sexual assault, some involving minors. Hamilton apologized for his comments in a written statement to TB Newswatch. "More than a decade ago I made several comments online that were uninformed and insensitive," he said. "My choice of words was repugnant and does not reflect the man I am today. I deeply apologize to my community for these hurtful words. I have long since grown and will remain focused on issues important to my constituents." Other tweets highlighted in the Conservative attack campaign include two variations on, "Today is International Women's Day. As a tribute to women everywhere, I'm going to be wrong all day," and a 2015 tweet about pop star Taylor Swift. "A new workout routine by Taylor Swift. It's where you cry yourself to sleep and wake up a soulless B**TCH. Swiftercise." In a news release, the Progressive Conservative Party calls on Crombie to condemn Hamilton's comments. Ontario Liberal Party Press Secretary Behzad Dara Aziz said, "These are tweets from over a decade ago, and the candidate has apologized. Brian Hamilton is running to get the basics right for the people of Thunder Bay." Rick Dumas, the PC candidate in Thunder Bay Superior North, is quoted in a Conservative Party news release saying, "One in three Canadian women will experience at least one incident of physical or sexual violence in their lifetime. It is disgusting and misogynistic comments like these that trivialize the real and lasting harm inflicted on women and survivors of abuse. These comments also show a disturbing lack of judgment and respect, behavior voters cannot ignore when choosing leaders who will represent our communities. The comments made by Brian Hamilton cast serious doubts on his suitability to represent Thunder Bay Superior North." The NDP's Thunder Bay Superior North candidate, Lise Vajois, said she's disappointed to see Hamilton's comments. "They aren't remarks he made as a young person, he made them as an adult," she said. Vajois said it was horrible for survivors during the Gomeshi trial. "It was triggering, created a lot of despair," she said. "The people who stepped forward were incredibly brave to put themselves through that. To make light of sexual assault is not funny," added Vajois. "It's nothing to laugh about and it's frankly, I'm disappointed."